Hi folks, in this part B of the adventures of Caesar Biden, Caesar Biden's military campaigns, we will look at the hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars we are spending on these military adventures in Europe, in Southeast Asia, and now in the Middle East, all with no end in sight, while most of our fellow Americans are suffering from high inflation in food and other necessities daily. And Biden does not seem to give a damn. Similarly, people all over the world are suffering from shortages of food and high inflation and energy costs for fuel and heating, while Caesar Biden and his cabal, the US politicians in Congress, and the news media all over the world are trumpeting these wars ad nauseum. We already spent around $300 billion for Ukraine, about $50 billion for Taiwan, and untold billions will be coming forth for the Middle East, where we have full-fledged military engagement on land, sea, and air, while we had no declaration of war by the Congress. All because Biden's cabal, US politicians and Congress, and the news media are totally in on it. Then, to everyone's surprise, Biden and his cabal came forward just a couple of months ago and said we shortchanged Ukraine by billions and billions of dollars because of some accounting errors or gimmicks or bookkeeping errors, wrong amounts for cost of materials, etc. Maybe they are saying that the defense contractor initially signed the deal to sell a weapon for $10 million each, but 5 years later when he finally delivered them, he charged us $100 million each upon delivery. And so we should go back and charge only the initial contract figure of one-tenth the price we paid for it. But who knows? Biden is a magician. As we said before, truth is the first casualty of war. The Caesar Biden is finding more and more money out of thin air to spend on all these destructive military campaigns. This is similar to the biblical story of Prophet Elijah and the widow at Zarephath. See 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 9 to 16 in the Bible. Elijah was at Brook Cherith, near Jordan, where the Lord sent ravens to feed him, bread and meat twice a day. Once the brook dried up, Lord sent Elijah to Zarephath, where he arranged a widow to feed him. Elijah gets to Zarephath and sees a woman gathering firewood and asks her for some water to drink. When she proceeded to fetch water, Elijah asked her for also a loaf of bread to eat. The woman replied that she only had very little flour and a very little oil left in a jar to make just enough bread for her and her son, and after that they will have no food left and they will die. But Elijah tells her that the Lord had told him that she will never run out of flour nor oil till the rains come, and that there will be enough flour and oil to feed Elijah, her, and her son. It so happened that till the rains came, quite a while later, she never ran out of flour nor oil to feed all three of them, and the jar of flour and oil never became empty. So never underestimate Caesar Biden, his cabal, and his miracles. You may wonder why nobody questions these strange appearances of more and more money for those destructive military campaigns. Well, the powers to be, the Congress and the politicians on both sides, and the news media are all in on it. In the next part, see, are the adventures of Caesar Biden and his military campaigns. Let us look at the news media and their fervor for wars, and why they are high on wars.